You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Is your placenta is your first friend in the womb.
What?
Oh, this is our uterus. You're my placenta.
I've seen fish so small I couldn't even see them.
He cooked Nemo, the clownfish.
You can eat those. Birch. He ate it? He ate it.
If you say eat me, I'll eat you.
I've known you long enough, bro. Your requests, I'm just 100% whatever, dude.
Really?
You are gay.
You like it?
I do.
You do? I like it.
I mean, it's a good temporary spot for now.
Minimalist.
What minimal? For you audio listeners, if you don't watch it right now, what am I talking about? We are in a temporary spot. We are in a garage.
It was hard to find office space around the holidays, so we in the garage, baby boy.
Yes, sir.
And now for a question that's been on my mind.
Okay.
Is it pink?
My braces.
Yes.
Yes, they are pink. I was like, what's pink, dude?
Yeah.
What's pink? Yeah, I got braces. This Whoa. Is week number three. Week number freaking three, dude.
Out of a year.
Out of 1 year. And let me tell you my experience, man. I knew it was going to hurt. But the thing that got me was...
It hurt? The application hurt?
The application was fine.
Oh.
It was just like getting used to it. Because you have these brackets and they get all like sharp.
Yeah.
So I get... There's so much like cuts. There were so much cuts in my mouth.
In the beginning. And now you're good.
In Tagalog, we call it singaw, which are like cold sores.
What's tangina?
Tangina means motherfucker.
Oh.
But I'm talking about singaw. So singaw, I got a lot of singaw.
Someone said that to me and I was like,
tangina?
That sounds like...
It's a short version.
But there's no poon. Oh.
Yeah, tangina. This is like, you know, pre. Instead of pare, it's like pre.
What's those?
Pre. It's friend. What's up? Pre. Pre. Yeah, same thing.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, braces. I mean, they're cool.
Yeah?
I mean, I feel the shifting in my mouth, so hopefully it works. I can finally bite down on my left side, which is amazing.
And then, but then now you have to wear retainers for the rest of your life? Yes?
That's fine. I wear night guards every night, so it wouldn't
easy.
Be a problem.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
I'm like, all right, cool.
You wear night guards every night?
Yeah, I grind my teeth.
What if you don't after you get your mouth fixed?
What do you mean, night guards?
No, I don't think you're going to grind anymore.
I hope not. Then I'll just have retainers. I got so used to my night guards. Retainers, no biggie, dude. No biggie.
So the reason he got it is because he has an overbite, which is like a centimeter. I don't know time.
Like 5 inches.
No,
it's pretty
not.
Bad.
No, it's
pretty
not.
Bad. Everyone has an overbite.
It sits comfortably behind your teeth. The bottom sits comfortably behind your top teeth.
They're pretty bad. Okay, maybe like 3 inches like overbite. Extreme overbite. Yes.
No.
Okay, fine. Like an inch. 1 inch overbite.
Let me see. No, it's a centimeter. This centimeter. Is this centimeter?
Well, I got braces.
This centimeter?
That's...
No, it didn't fix it that fast.
I didn't fix that fast. Anyways, I'm just, braces are cool, man. I mean,
there's a lot of noise coming from upstairs.
Oh, they're doing a nursery upstairs.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're at the house right now, and we got some people to do our nurseries.
Ooh.
And it should be done today, so we're going to get a big reveal. Super excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm more excited than you are.
Probably.
I think so. I'm so... He has a professional interior designer up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a dream.
It's going to be crazy. They've been working on it all week, like 4 days. This is the fourth day.
Oh, really?
I'm like...
They're going to be done before we're done with the
podcast. Yeah, I'm like, how much are they getting? Because last night they left at like... 10 p.m. and they were here since 9 a.m.
Whoa.
Yeah, they did
for
that
one
like
room? That's crazy.
I know. So I'm like, okay.
Because we just the parameters. Like, what did you say? You say, oh, we want like a
we wanted a cute little mural for the wall.
Okay.
We wanted to be like a crib, a chair, and that's it. That was it.
Yeah. That's so, just the whole, yeah.
Yeah. And
but
then,
wait, did you give any direction on the mural?
It would be like something planty. Like plants, like leaves and stuff. Yeah,
because it's the tiny plant room.
It's not.
No, but it's the tiniest of your family.
Oh, it's a tiny plant room, dude. So that's the parameters, and they're going off. If it takes 4 days, I'm just like wondering, like, what did you do up there? Did you build like a statue or something up there? So
we've both worked with this interior designer multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So. Can you remember the previous rooms? And you're like, whoa, like she changed everything in my house.
Dude. So the designer is Tess, which is if you've seen Mr. Kate, that's her sister.
Yeah.
I've been filming.
She's filming a video doing it.
For Mr. Kate.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's like a featured thing. So it's a Mr. Kate video that I'm going to be revealing. She's going to reveal it to me and then So.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I actually got recommended by you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I need an interior designer. Who did your house? So you recommended it. Was that the first time you worked with Tess?
No,
was your old
that
house?
That was the second time.
Oh wow. Yeah. What was the first time?
It was in the Studio Hills house. I don't think you went to that house.
Mm-mm.
But it was the first time I lived in a house.
Oh.
Like from an apartment.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, I don't know. Remember Matt was with me and we sat in the empty living room, like on one of the first nights, just on the floor or something. And we just watched the Pacquiao fight or somebody fight. Yeah. It was an empty room.
We were just like, damn, we need the.
Yeah. The big chair. You remember that too?
Oh, yeah. The big red chair. Yeah.
You just needed to
fill
it out.
We need something to sit on. Yeah. But then I had the interior designer come and she changed everything.
Tess.
And yeah, Tess.
Oh, wow.
And I had couches. They designed the wall. They mounted a TV. They had rugs, lamps, side tables.
Dang.
It was nice.
Yeah.
And then my second house, she did it again. I was like,
dang, there's a lot of picture frames here. What is all that?
Like I had a big picture frame, 18 feet high and like probably like 30 feet across.
Yeah.
And she just put pictures all over. It was
freaking
crazy.
Killer. If you need an interior designer, Tess.
Mm-hmm. So your nerves are gonna be crazy.
The nerves are crazy.
It's gonna be crazy.
She did this house. She did the office. Mm-hmm. She's great.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Speaking of office, you think there's more fish or insects in the world?
You are gay. Sorry. It's a video. I did a edit, and then there's like this guy. I don't know. He says you are gay.
I think he's doing a podcast too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I think that's from a podcast. Like,
like that is so.
And then my fish and insects question is from another podcast.
Yeah. Okay, what's your question? I just wanted to do that reference.
There's more fish or insects in the world?
There are more fish or insects?
Mm.
Insects, because the size is so tiny. You can fit 100 ants and a pin of needles.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Well, if needles, maybe.
Yeah.
No, but how much of the world is water?
90%? Something crazy? 70%?
And have you not seen a tiny fish before? Even little tiny, like, fish that...
Have you seen an ant?
Yeah, I've seen an ant. I've seen a big ant.
Oh, yeah. Is it bigger than a fish?
Not bigger than a fish, but I've seen... if you take a big ant,
okay,
the biggest ant in the world,
yeah,
I bet there's a fish that is that size.
Really?
Big ants. There has to be big ants like the Amazon.
Really?
Like the size of...
No, bro.
Yeah.
I doubt it, bro. You're saying there's more fish?
Yes, there's more fish. Think about the tiny fishies. Think about all... Have you seen...
What is the tiniest fish you've seen? Have you seen this tiny?
No,
like an ant size?
No, I've seen fish so small I couldn't even see them.
Boats.
They're tiny.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're going in at, brother.
No, it could. But think about this. Think about this. You've seen.
Do you know the answer to this question first?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But do you know? Have you seen a video of like one of those boats that are made for fishing, and they bring the net up, and there's like a million fish in there?
Yeah, you can fit 1 billion ants in there.
No, okay, but think about that. You've seen that once.
Yeah.
That happens every day, probably tens of thousands of times every day, for probably the last 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the fish that they catch.
But
and
ants are smaller. I'm just trying to say there are more ants than fish in the world.
But there's only 17 million ants per person in America. In
no,
the world.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot. What's a lot?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
So I don't know. I don't know. I'm just
fish,
saying.
Fish, man. We don't eat ants. We eat fish, and we eat fish every day, and we probably eat a billion tons a day.
Yeah, but
of
the
fish.
Ground is so freaking big. You can dig, and then you can find at
that
least.
Is oh, under the water is earth.
Yeah, that's.
But
I don't know
no
if there are
animals
bugs
that
in there,
low.
But in the land, you can go all the way down. You can find random bugs. You don't. Yeah, right. You know, there's a Instagram page that just showed up. He cooks every fish in the world.
Did see? You see this? And because
every
there's a lot
fish.
Of them. Because there's a lot of them.
And then it was crazy because it was crazy. He cooked Nemo, the clownfish.
You can eat those.
I don't know. He said it was for research.
He ate it? He ate it.
He like de-gutted it. He put it, sliced it in half. And he like fried it with oil. And he ate it. He's like, I can see why the barracudas like these fish.
I feel like most animals are cannibals. Why is it so bad for us to be?
Cannibals? For humans?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
A lot of animals do that, and they do it with the person's alive. It's not even acceptable to do it, even if they died of natural causes.
I guess so. I mean, morally, I guess you can't eat people.
Yeah, but that's not their only purpose. It's just their last purpose.
What?
To be eaten.
What? People?
Well, they're not going to do anything after. Would you eat?
If I would definitely eat a human.
You would?
I would.
I think I would, man.
I mean, if I were given an opportunity, I'm like, here's a human. You want it? I'm like, yeah, give it to me. Well done, baby.
probably well done. It has to be well done.
It has to be well done, bro.
I can't see any pink, or it's going to make me freak.
No, I don't want no gonorrhea or something. Just like that. Cook that. Cook it as much as you can. I don't want any of those diseases.
But I think if I like, okay, would it be weird if I was like, hey, when I die, I want you to eat a steak of me. Just 6 ounces.
Yeah.
4 ounces. Four ounces.
At this point, whatever you say, anything's possible.
I would.
If you say eat me, I'll eat you.
I feel like I would be surprised if you felt weird about that.
Me?
And you don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I feel like most people.
I've known you long enough, bro. Your requests, I'm just 100% whatever, dude.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude.
You want me to eat you? Saying that, but I don't think you'll actually do it.
I will do it.
Would you do it in front of people?
If you want me to,
like, oh.
If you want me, I'll do it. I mean, I'll just, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. I'm just going to go on a dinner table.
Are you going to tell people, like, if they ask what kind of meat is that, you're going to say it?
Yeah. This is
Alex meat.
This is Alex's meat I'm eating. And I'm going to be proud because you've given me the permission to eat you. Eat you.
What seasoning would you put?
Oh, some garlic powder.
Garlic
powder? A little bit of truffle oil.
Oh!
A little truffle oil on that bitch, dude.
Yeah. What are the sides?
Oh, garlic. Okay, the sides. Hold on. I'm still talking about seasoning. I got the Himalayan sea salt. Put it right there.
Okay.
Get a nice little, like, bump up the freaking flavor.
Bring it out.
And then the sides, mashed potatoes. You can't go wrong with mashed potatoes.
I feel like they're meant to go with meat.
Alex meat, yeah.
Yeah.
Alex meat, bro. Yeah. Damn, that sounds delicious.
That's crazy.
Whenever you're down, bro, if you, I don't know, God forbid, get your leg amputated, hit me up.
What if I...
Hit me up. Hit me
you
up.
You want
I'll
leg meat?
I'll eat your leg.
You want the leg meat?
Thighs.
Quad or hamstring?
What is this one? The thighs.
Oh, the hamstrings.
Hamstring. Give me your hammies, bro. Chicken thighs? Gok 9,000 that chicken thigh.
What if I was like, okay, you have to give me an offer.
An offer?
Yeah, if I was like, hey, man, I'm about to die, but... What you gonna give me if I let you eat my meat?
Like monetary wise?
Yeah, yeah. Or like trade?
Trade?
Yeah.
I'll give you like $100.
Hey,
you want $100?
My guy.
I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
Bit. It doesn't have to be a whole day. Just a little.
No,
piece.
It has to be like 3 bites because you can't tell if you like it or not after one bite.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You wanna make a bet? Not a bet, a promise.
Yeah.
If you win the lottery, you give me like.
Wait, so $100, but if it does, do we count inflation? Like, if I die in like 50 years, That $100 is actually more like $250, $300.
Nah, just $100 straight up.
What? They got rid of pennies.
They did?
Yeah.
Wait, for when? Since when?
No, they didn't get rid of them, but they stopped making them. They said the last ones were minted a couple weeks ago.
What? PSA 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they said the last ones it's gonna go for millions of dollars.
No,
for if you can get your hands on like one of the last minted ones. Yeah.
So don't throw away the pennies.
Well, we're not gonna get our hands on the new ones.
Oh, the new
on the last ones.
Ones.
On the last ones.
The
on
last new ones.
Ones. Yeah, because they're done now.
Okay, I should stop throwing away my pennies. Every time I see them, I'm like, ugh.
Really?
No. No. I keep it in like a little jar,
just away from you.
No, it's just in a jar. Yeah. Do they still have that thing in the grocery stores where you put the coins in there?
Yeah, yeah.
They do. Everywhere.
I used to do that all the time.
Me too, bro.
I was a waiter. Oh, you were a waiter. Wait.
No.
You're like in driver. The service industry. Yeah. Yeah.
So I would use that thing, get me some gummy worms.
Every week, I was like, dang. Sometimes I would skip a week just to be like, money.
No way. It just sounded good too. And then you bring it up, you pull the little coin thing upwards and you shake it.
Yeah.
And then the coin goes down.
Yep.
That was my favorite part.
I hope they never get rid of that.
The coin. I don't know if it's called coin.
That's my childhood pastime.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, bro. Okay, how about me? Would you eat me?
Would I eat you?
Yeah, if I say eat me, how would you cook me? What seasoning would you put? What size?
Any part of you?
And what dessert? Yeah.
Any part of you? Let me think. dang, do I want some fat on it a little bit?
I mean, I would.
Like a back piece?
I want it fat.
I feel like your back would be...
My back?
Yeah.
It's kind of lean, though, so depending where you get it.
Yeah, I'll get it wherever the little bit of fat is. Just a little trim of
fat. Oh, my side handles. Yeah, you want some of my side handles going to my lower back?
Just a little bit. I'm going to put it on now. I'm going to get...
How would you cook it, first of all?
Probably butterfly it. Oof. I'd probably butterfly it just to get right to it. Got to get medium well with it.
Uh-huh.
Put a lot of butter. I want it to be so unhealthy. And then, because the more unhealthy, the tastier it is.
Would you put a herb? Would you put like a herb, like a thyme or rosemary, or nah?
Probably not. Maybe thyme. In the butter. Yeah, but I don't like the leaves on it and stuff. The little leaves.
Yeah.
So I probably get that off, and then
dang,
put that thing in my mouth hole, and then I close my eyes.
And then, what do you think about?
I was just thinking, it's like Ratatouille. Like,
oh, okay. Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. What if it's the most delicious thing in the world?
That would be sick, dude.
No, it's not. It can't be.
Well, if you close your eyes, you're like,
ew, get away from me.
What?
What if I close my eyes and then you start talking from me?
You'll be like, whoa, where am I? Guys, what?
And then it's you.
It's like Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm you.
Dang.
Oh, me.
If that happened, yo. I would turn every piece of you into food, and then I would take one bite at a time and then just let you talk to people.
Damn.
And that would last
you
a
lost
long time.
Me.
I
would
have put you
now.
In the freezer.
I'm very lost now. I just asked what sides you're going to use.
You're out there
thinking about
asparagus.
Me transfer. Ew.
Asparagus.
You don't like asparagus?
You don't like asparagus?
Not with...
You've changed since you got braces.
I can't eat asparagus.
You can't eat candy.
I can't eat candy, bro. Dude, Alexis...
You can't eat any of this candy?
No, it's too gummy, bro. Alexis came, did a TPR set the other day, and she had freaking sour gummy worms trolley, bro. I said, ooh, let me get some of that. And then Monette was like, no, you can't. I'm like,
oh. How long are you not allowed?
You can eat anything you want with braces, but there's like a chance that it might break the brackets and the wires here.
But so you shouldn't eat candy for the whole year you have braces?
I mean, you can eat it. It just might break. But
have you done it yet?
I ate chips.
That's fine. That's not sticky.
It's not. It kind of hurt, though. It kind of give me a sing out, bro.
What's this?
I told you,
the cold sore.
Yeah.
So you can't eat. What if you just suck on it?
I can't suck on that.
Just suck it.
It's going to take 2 hours to suck on
it's
the whole thing.
It's not going
to
take 2 hours.
It takes... Guys.
I suck hard.
Guys, it's going to... Do me a favor. Grab some Starburst. How long does it take you to dissolve
it with saliva? I'm going to find out right now.
It's going to take you 2 hours.
No, it's not. I bet it'll take me... 9 minutes.
You can't use your teeth at all. You just have to straight up dissolve it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You say 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to time it right now. I'm going to time you right now. I'm going to tell you. It's going to take 2 hours.
Mm-mm.
Okay, stopwatch. Let's go. All right. Anyways, yeah, what are we gonna do after, you know, these next couple episodes?
You're gonna be gone.
I'm gonna be gone, bro. I have to
get a paternity leave.
Yeah, I have to make sure the baby's alive. That's a big task.
What do you gotta do?
What do you mean, feed?
How do you make sure they're alive?
You have to feed the baby 8 times a day.
What if they're just really hard sleepers?
You have to wake them up.
Oh, you have to
wake them up.
What? How often?
Max 3 hours.
You have to wake them up every 3 hours.
No, the maximum is 3 hours.
They're allowed to sleep.
Yeah, and they have to wake them up.
For how long does that rule apply?
The whole 3 months. The first
for
3 months.
For 3 months?
Yes.
Every 3 hours for 3 months?
Every 3 hours, yeah.
What?
That's why parents don't sleep, because they have to wake up the baby to feed the baby.
Every 3 hours for 3 months?
At least the maximum 3 hours.
That's
it. It can be sooner too. It's crazy.
That's a flaw in nature.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what did we do before when we were cavemen? What did they do?
Babies die. Babies die. Moms die. Cause
you're right. Bad pregnancy.
even the Roman Empire did the same thing.
Very common.
Yeah. Like, cavemen don't live till 30. 30 is like their maximum
30
expectancy.
What?
Years old.
They're not babies the whole time.
I know, but they die early. I'm saying. Like,
oh, because when they were babies. Oh.
Wait, what?
What?
No, I'm saying cavemen, like, their life expectancy is 30 years old. Typically.
No, that's too far. They didn't live till 30. Cavemen?
16?
Maybe. Damn. I think 20 was like grandpa.
Dang,
they're cavemen.
That's crazy. So they get kids when they're 13, mm-hmm. and then they see their child grow until they're 7 years old. They die. That's pretty brutal.
Dang,
that's pretty brutal.
That is crazy. I wonder if that dog brutal. Outlived them.
Oh, because they're more
like, you still have your grandma's dog.
Yeah, because they're more susceptible to like bacteria and stuff, because they're more wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. How's your sucking going? Where's the starburst at?
I got it flat.
You cheated. Use the top of your mouth.
I couldn't do that. That's not teeth. You said no teeth.
Oh, you're right. Damn. Damn.
Damn. What's a contraction?
A contraction.
Because I've seen it on TV and I know it's like, go, ooh, but what's happening? Are they having a
contraction?
Are they having a cramp?
Bro, okay. This is what tripped me out, bro. As a first-time parent, you know, after learning all this, apparently, the movies, they lie to you. Because, you know, in movies, when a pregnant woman, water breaks, she's like, oh, baby's coming. It doesn't happen that fast.
Mm.
It doesn't happen that fast. If the water breaks, you got to check for a couple things, okay?
Okay.
Because the water breaking is just, you know, the uterus tears, and then the amniotic fluid goes out of the pee-pee, and it's basically just kind of like pee. If it's odorless, you want to see if it's odorless. If it doesn't smell like anything, then that's amniotic fluid and the water breaks. But if there's blood, you got to go hospital right away.
Mm.
But if the water breaks, contractions start.
What's blood mean?
I don't know.
Something bad.
Something
bad. That means there was blood inside the air of your baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're living in.
Yep.
The amniotic. That's what the, yeah.
Yep.
And then is it like a water balloon drop?
What do you mean? Like a...
Yeah.
Like a tidal wave, like wet
movies,
wild.
It goes, psh.
No.
It's like oh, my shoes.
It's like you're peeing, like leaking pee.
Like, is that slow leaking?
Yeah, it's like pee. It's like imagine like a water balloon.
Peeing is a trickle.
And there's like a little.
Oh, it's a trickle.
A trickle.
Okay.
I don't know. We've never.
And then how, like, is it, what, how much liquid? Like this much liquid?
I don't know. I'll call you when it happens.
You're going to be kind of busy.
That's true. I'm not going to call you when it happens. Water doesn't
text
break.
Text me.
But water doesn't break the whole time.
So what are they living in? What's the baby living in when that's like their air supply? It's gone. They're breathing air in there?
No, because they still have the umbilical cord. They get everything, all the
oxygen.
They're
not breathing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come out, they instinctively know to take a breath.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I wonder if that hurts.
Taking a breath?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, some kids remember their time in the womb.
I do. When you ask them when they're like two, when they can.
Yeah. They like describe like sounds they hear and like how they felt. I'm like, how do you know that?
Well, then they forget everything. When they get older, they forget everything before like three years old.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What's sad too is your placenta is your first friend in the womb.
What? Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, because the placenta. Because I think we went over this in the other podcast. Placenta
is the home. That's their first home, not their friend.
That's uterus. Uterus. That's uterus. Placenta is the one. It's the
liquid.
No, it's the organ that attaches to the umbilical cord that gives the baby like nutrients and oxygen. What is it? The placenta.
The placenta. Oh, I thought that was the casing.
Oh, we have a freaking board now, dude.
I thought that was the casing.
Okay, it's the uterus. Is the baby.
Okay.
And then the placenta is just this thing that sticks on the wall.
What?
And then gives nutrients like that.
And the umbilical cord. That's the umbilical cord?
That's the umbilical cord.
And the umbilical cord goes into the placenta.
Yep.
And the placenta, is it by itself in the uterus? It's by itself,
but it gets like the nutrients from the walls of the uterus. And then...
Is it connected at all?
To like blood vessels. What do you mean? The placenta?
Is this connected to the uterus at all?
Yes.
Oh, against the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it an organ?
It's an organ.
Wait,
you didn't know that for real? The placenta is an organ?
No, I thought this was the placenta.
That's the freaking uterus.
I thought the uterus was like outside that, like the ozone layer.
No. That's the uterus. That's the uterus.
And then do they have this? Women have this in them all the time right now?
No, they do not.
That grows out of nowhere?
No, okay. That's what I'm saying. Your first friend in the womb is your placenta.
It's a very one-sided friendship because the baby gives nothing to the placenta. No, the placenta gives everything.
Yep, exactly. Because, okay, here's the egg. Okay. The egg, your sperm comes, right?
Yeah.
Right here. It literally comes right there.
Mm.
And then it combines, okay? Mm-hmm. The thing combines, and then it becomes a fertilized egg. But then it splits into two eventually.
What?
One becomes the baby.
Yeah.
The other is the placenta.
What?
And then what
they
it
grow
does,
up together?
They grow up together in the womb. That's why that's your first friend in the womb. And then when you're born, the placenta dies.
Why?
Because it did its job. And then you snip the umbilical cord, and then the rest is up to the baby. So that's your placenta is your first friend ever in your entire life.
So everybody had one.
Everyone had a placenta. So they say, it's pretty cool. They say your placenta was basically your guardian angel in the uterus because it kind of helped
fed you. I thought the umbilical cord was attached to the mom, but it's attached to the placenta.
Yeah, exactly. And then the placenta, you can eat it. People eat that if you want.
Why?
I don't know. It's filled with nutrients and like...
Are you going to?
I do.
I heard people either put it in a shake or you make them into
a shake.
Like you dry it and then you put it into vegetable capsules like pills. And then you take the pills throughout however long they last.
I'm gonna make a freaking carne asada with that.
I feel like it's good, but like it's not worth it. It's probably the same benefits as drinking like a protein shake.
I mean, I'm kind of curious. But I don't know. We'll see. It seems like a lot of work.
Are you gonna trick me into eating it? You probably are. You're gonna be like, hey, you want some bacon?
Like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're down, I'll try it. But I don't know.
It depends on how you cook it. Let me know what recipe you land on, and then I'll let you know.
Okay. Probably a lot of butter and like thyme, maybe.
Yeah.
It's
going to be thin meat, though.
No. I don't know.
Yeah, dude,
it's pretty big.
Like Philly steak.
The placenta is pretty big. It's like the size of a baby.
But when you cut it, there's no meat in the middle. It's just a...
I don't know yet. I really don't know, but...
That's crazy. Oh.
So you just learned this right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
I think I remember my placenta.
Shut up.
I called her Plessy.
Plessy?
Yeah. I was like, hey, Plessy.
No way.
And she's like, hey, you ready for breakfast? Yeah.
And you're like...
Yeah.
There's no way you remember Plessy. Your Plessy. Plessy the placenta.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be crazy.
That's cool.
Man, that's crazy. He's just like, I'm going to give you everything, little baby.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to die.
Very heroic move of the placenta.
That's crazy. I wonder if, while they're in there, what if the placenta is aging like really fast? Like, he's getting, you just see him go through his life and die off. And he's like, why?
I don't know, bro. I miss my placenta, low-key. Yeah. I'm like, dang, bro. It did everything for me, bro.
We should have a moment of silence for placentas.
Okay, thank you.
Right, yeah.
I think that's the guardian angel, bro. If you ever have a guardian angel, it's probably your placenta soul.
You think he had a face? No.
I don't know.
Do babies open their eyes in there?
They can. They can.
Can they see anything or is it dark?
It's dark.
It's dark.
But they can open their eyes.
like this. I mean, if you shine a light, oh, what's crazy? You shine a flashlight in the belly, the baby moves.
No. Why? Yes. They can see it.
They can see because they react to light. Yeah. Because it's like when you close your eyes and shine a light, what color is it?
It's like red. Orange, yeah.
The orange red. Yeah. That's what they see.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
What if that's the only time they can see?
With the light?
It's like when you put that there, like they can see the veins and they can see.
Oh, they
see
probably
through.
Freak out. Like,
oh my God, this is not the color I chose.
That's a good reason. That's
room.
A great reason to freak out.
You see, yeah.
Oh, you done with the Starburst?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That was like 5 hours ago.
Oh, damn.
It was good.
That was 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Wow.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can practice.
Okay.
Then your mouth game gonna go up a couple levels, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're gonna have a strong tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait. Can you do that?
Oh. Braces got me.
Zach, my friend growing up, he can do it loud. I'm like, dang. And
what do you do
like,
that? What do that?
I was like, how do you do that? And he told me like 5 years ago, he's like, dude, you just gotta, your tongue makes a suction on top and you just gotta make it super strong. Like, your tongue has to be strong. So he just does it for years and now I can do it, but not as loud. But hopefully in a couple more
years.
I'm
gonna learn that. I'll practice.
Yeah, you just gotta make like, this is your tongue, just make like here and then pop it off.
Oh, wow. Like, oh, you know how to whistle with your fingers?
No, can you?
I learned the other day. I don't know what
you know how?
Anymore. I just learned it on TikTok the other day.
Well, you're gonna be a dad. I feel like dads have to know that.
Yeah, I feel like suction this.
Okay.
Hold on, let me remember.
My dad can do it. Your dad can do it?
It's hard with the braces.
Your dad can do it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he can't do it?
Mm-mm.
I thought, how did he get your attention when you were far away as a child?
He punched me.
No.
I'm just kidding.
He's far away.
Yeah, gum gum. He's like, no, he said, hey, psst, right.
Even when you were far, far?
Yeah, he just called me. Right.
My dad, like, sometimes we're, like, across the park, and, if he yelled, we wouldn't be able to hear it.
Really?
But with the whistle, it's so high pitched. Like, as kids, we were like
that.
Sheep. Every time we heard, whoop, and, like, he was like, across the parking lot, we'd be like,
oh,
and
wow.
We would all go. All three of us would just go wherever that whistle came from.
Comes to my next point.
Do what? Triplets have a placenta each, or
they have
one big
one? They do. No, they do. Because remember when you fertilize the egg, they split.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
They're in one uterus. How are they going? They got to fit two babies and two placentas?
Wait a minute. That's a great question. So you're saying if they're twins.
They're triplets.
Triplets.
Yeah.
There are three eggs in the uterus waiting to be a thing, or does one egg split into three?
I don't know.
That's a... I gotta ask.
Because I would like to think that they have one big placenta, like the Green Lantern core.
Oh, like
and then they all draw energy
it.
From it with their rings.
Oh,
yeah.
But that's scary, though. What if one baby takes more than the other? The other baby
then
dies.
You know which one is going to be the better person.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah. You're like, wow, you're really good.
I'm a vaginal baby. No. What are you, a C-section? You piece of crap.
I'm a booty baby.
You came from the butt.
I wonder if that makes a difference. Do you, you went down the tunnel.
Vaginal?
Right?
I went down the tunnel.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there are benefits, but they say if you hold your baby, I told you this, in the vaginal canal for just a little bit, there's like some bacteria beneficial for the baby to kind of like grow.
Wait, you can't fit the whole baby in the vaginal canal. You mean just hold their head there?
Hold their head there.
Just be like, gotcha.
Yeah, but yep, like.
Like a baseball glove. And you just.
Yeah, like this.
Okay.
And then there's like vaginal glands, bacteria. You want the baby to eat it. And
what?
That's what the birth lady said.
Eat what?
The vaginal glands and the,
eat
I guess, the pee,
I guess.
Everything from the vaginal canal.
Is good for you.
Yes. That's why I be that. I get it.
You messed up.
You know? No, it's good for babies.
Are you still a virgin?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. How did I
That's why you're
get
so
a baby?
Like, what?
What?
You're going to look at that thing and be like, whoa, for at least a month minimum.
Yeah, dude. I'll let you know, man. I'm going to cry for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry. I'm like, dang.
What if you go to sleep and you ever had those dreams where you're like, you feel like a lot of time passed. You're like, whoa, I only slept for like 8 hours, yes, but it felt like, yes, a 2-day journey.
Yeah.
What if you have like a week long one and you have a child and then you wake up and she's still pregnant? You're gonna be like, whoa, I didn't have the child yet.
Oh, because it was so vivid?
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
Never happens though, but that would be wild.
Yeah.
Dude, the baby, I already know I'm gonna see her. Like, dang. I don't know. I'll let you know. I'm gonna cry for sure. But it's always like you look at the baby and you kind of see her whole life flash before your eyes. Like you're like, yo, oh, she's gonna, yo, go to school, she's gonna drive a car, she's gonna get, yo, married,
she's gonna crawl.
She's gonna
walk.
It's gonna be fast. And one thing we took a class yesterday, lady was like, babies grow faster than you think.
Yeah.
Like
they look drastically different, boom, from like the first day to a month.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
No, there's no cute babies at one day old.
No.
No, there's not.
No.
They're all so ugly. Mm-mm. Everybody starts off ugly.
I saw a baby in the video yesterday saw in the class. Full set of hair. Like a lot. Like
From the get-go.
Like more than yours.
Like when they came out of the canal, was it like they just came out of a water slide? Like their hair was slicked back and like wet?
Yeah. But
full head of hair.
Like like more than yours. Like dead
no,
ass.
Long, not more
no,
than
No, I'm
mine.
Serious. More than yours. Like it came down, had like little sideburns already. Oh. I'm like, what the hell?
Did you leave it in too long?
What?
The baby.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, them.
No, I think people.
They probably just didn't set the timer.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently there's a superstition, bro.
Huh.
If you get pups, the mom gets pups, the baby gets a lot of hair.
Whoa.
And Monet got pups.
Did you have a lot?
No, I did not.
Me either.
But my mom didn't have pups. That's the thing.
Oh,
I was a bald baby.
You were a bald baby.
I was a super bald baby.
I was a bald baby, I think. But I had a cousin that was born one time. And then we went to go see them in the hospital, and he had the hairiest shoulders.
Oh, babies do have that. It goes away though.
Dang! So they're like freaking like freaking Kakarot.
What do you mean?
Like they're like we start off as like we have a tail like monkeys, it all goes away and we evolve.
That's all to protect you in the womb from like bacteria and stuff. The hair, crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, I can't wait for freaking if it's be dad. What
do you like? I think this is going to be a good space for at least like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
I kind of like it. It's like, oh, this is our uterus, and you're my placenta. Okay.
Oh, we're done. Hey, everyone have a great day, you know?
Yeah, it's do that just, shit.
Okay.
Do that shit right.
Do that shit right, dude.
Yeah.
No, for real, dude. Whatever you have in your life right now, be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be grateful because life goes on and on. It's nice to look back and be like, dang, it was great. So be good right now. You'll be good forever. Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's going on labor.
No.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.